Right, Caritas response is from?
Rachel Lash.
Who's that?
St. Stephen's High School.
And works in the parish of?
St. John's.
St. John's in the Port of Glasgow, okay. Right, so we're looking at the second question then after your reflection point one, which says, anyone who says, I love God and hates his brother is a liar, since a man who does not love the brother that he cannot love God whom he has never seen. Okay, so the first question is, what challenges might we face when trying to love our brother?
They might not want to be loved.
That's very important, isn't it? Yeah, they might not want to be loved. They might be pretty unlovely, they say. Okay, could it be difficult and why?
It could be really difficult because if they don't want your help, then you're going to be overstepping boundaries by trying to.
That's right, you have to be very careful, don't you? Yeah. And by loving our neighbour, we are loving God. Now, do you love everyone as you would love God?
I think it's very difficult, but I do try to, but it's, you're only human, so you can't always...
Exactly, I think you're right. It's a kind of journey, isn't it? You know, it's a journey. Okay, let's look at the gathering point two now. And did you have one of these questions you would like to answer? Well, there's questions 3, 4, and 5. You get to pick any one of them to have your response to it. Okay. Right, so gathering point two. In God and with God, I love the person who I do not like or even know. Okay, that was the quote. And then we said, how can you show love for the person you do not like or know?
By just being kind to them and helping them in any way you can.
Excellent, that's true. I think kindness is very important. You know, kindness is a way of expressing it, isn't it? Okay. Why should you love somebody you do not like or know?
Because they may not have anyone else love them.
Well, that's very powerful, isn't it? That's right. You might be the only person that shows them love, yeah. Yeah. And then the last quote was, love grows through love. What does that mean to you?
That you wouldn't get anywhere by not loving anyone. If you only find love with people if you try and love them.
That's right. Do you think it's like maybe athletics, you know, the more you do it, the better you get at it, something like that? Yeah, that's right. I think so, isn't it? That's right. You know, the more loving you are, the more you can love.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay. Right, so response to gathering point three, question seven. There never will be a time when the charity of each individual Christian is unnecessary, said Pope Benedict. And God's grace was so powerfully at work in them that there were no needy persons among them, it says in the Acts of the Apostles. So, question A says, what needs do people have in our world today?
There's people that are hungry and poor, you know, homes, and people that don't have any family and that are lonely, people that are confined to their houses because they can't get out.
Excellent, that's lots. And how can love meet those needs then?
Because you can make them feel a bit better about whatever's going on in their life, or it might not be so bad if they've got someone that's with them.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. And what do you think the Pope means when he says that quote, there was never be a time when the charity of each individual Christian is unnecessary?
I think he meant that there will never be a time when there's no one that doesn't need any help, and you're never just finished. There's always going to be someone, whether you know it or not.
Excellent, thank you. Right, so meeting point four asks us to think about, it says, using quotations from Deus Caritas Est, remember that's just God is love. Explain what you learned about love during your Caritas year.
Okay. In paragraph 20 of the Pope's God is love, he says, love of the neighbour grounded in the love of God is first and foremost a responsibility for each individual member of the faithful, but it's also a responsibility for the entire ecclesial, he means church, community at every level, from the local community to the particular church, and to the church universal in its entirety.
Right, good. So what does that mean then? Think about that, you know, about how love, it says, how is your learning and reflection about love, Caritas, affected how you witness to God's love in the world? Think about what it actually means. How's your knowledge of love kind of changed over the year?
It's changed from me loving my mum and dad and my family, my granny and granddad, and my friends, to it being a bigger thing. It's loving somebody you might not even know, or doing something is an act of love, but you don't think of it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what it is. It's giving money to charity, or it's speaking to someone that you wouldn't normally speak to.
And that's really love, that's right, okay. And think about that, it says, how has that affected how you witness to God's love in the world? It's just talking about those things that you're doing and maybe thinking about some things you did already, you know, for your Caritas.
Well, what I did for my Caritas, I was for the church, I went to Lourdes and I helped out with... I went to faith forums and I did a lot of stuff there, and that kind of showed me that by me helping out and doing all these things for the church,
just take your time, it's okay. So you did all those things for the church, and remember what we're talking about is here, how you witness to God's love in the world, you know, so you now that you're done Caritas, you know, you know that maybe there's other ways to do it that you maybe never thought about before.
Yeah. It's just kind of opened my eyes to all the different things I can do and all the impact it can have. And by me doing this, it's definitely shown me that God works different ways, and it's he's always got a plan.
Excellent, good. And think about that, it says, in what way will completing the Caritas Award impact on your future life? You know, what things might you do in the future that you maybe wouldn't have done?
It's kind of adjusted my mindset a lot, with how I see people, so it's probably going to make me a bit more open to other people and their feelings and how they see things, and probably make me a bit more patient and understanding, and that's how it's going to impact my life, because I'm going to see it in other people, in things I wouldn't have seen before.
Excellent, thanks very much then. Right.